Anybody who wins a Nobel Peace Prize has already demonstrated some leadership skills to the world, and an organization called the Peace Jam Foundation works to put those leadership skills to work with young people. It's an educational foundation, and young people can learn a lot from people who made great strides in the name of peace. Two guests join us on The Exchange. Dawn Engel is the co-founder and executive director of the Peace Jam Foundation. Dawn, welcome to you.
It's great to be here with you.
And Darren Riley is with us as well. He's the Peace Jam Northwest Regional Coordinator. Welcome, Darren.
Hi, Jeff. How are you doing?
Good. Good to have you here. Dawn, tell us a bit about the birth of Peace Jam and how it got started.
It really came out of summer here in Denver, Colorado, where we have our headquarters. That was called the Summer of Violence. There was a lot of gang violence, and that was 22 years ago. My husband noticed some young people in his neighborhood. We weren't married then. He was a painter and artist, so he always lived in the worst part of town and worked restaurant jobs. You know, your typical artist,
right,
with the loft, with the asbestos hanging out of the ceiling, and all the furniture was stuff he'd gotten out of dumpsters and repainted, you know, a starving artist. But he had lived in that neighborhood for a while, and he noticed that three young men, boys really, were not going to school. He'd see them every day, and then one day he saw that they were carrying a gun. So he said, oh, this is bad. They're going to be involved in the summer of violence. They could die. And he got into a conversation with them, and they didn't care about going to school. He asked him who the president of the United States was. They said, we don't know and we don't care. He doesn't represent our interests. But he was worried about these kids, so he kept talking to them, and they stumbled over the subject of South Africa. And these young men knew all about the struggle for justice in South Africa and the peaceful transfer of power there that had just happened. They knew about Nelson Mandela. They knew about Desmond Tutu. They respected them. They went off about it. And so he got this big idea. If you put Nobel Peace Prize winners together with youth, maybe some of that energy that's going in the wrong direction, or that lack of firm moral footing or mission and drive for your life, maybe they could be directed into good if they got together with Nobel Peace Prize winners. So that was his big idea. And then he started talking to me because I used to, when I worked in Washington, D.C. For Congress for 13 years, I was one of the first volunteers for the international campaign for Tibet. So I did know the people around the Dalai Lama. I had met the Dalai Lama, and he said, call the Dalai Lama. And, of course, you know, you don't call the Dalai Lama. He doesn't chat on the phone. You have to have an audience with the Dalai Lama. But we got an audience with the Dalai Lama. We borrowed money from friends. We flew to Dharamsala, India, and the Dalai Lama loved the idea of doing something with youth, putting Nobel Peace Prize winners together with youth, really Nobel's mentoring youth to change the world. And he said, but you can't do this just around me. And he gave us a list of seven other Nobel Peace Prize winners who he thought would be good. And we went back to Yvonne's artist loft with no heat and our coats on. And we had the phone and a big idea. And the Dalai Lama said yes. So we cold called seven other Nobel Peace Prize winners. You know, hi, this is Dawn from Denver. You don't know me, but I have a big idea, Desmond Tutu. And, you know, and can we come meet with you? And we were able to talk eight Nobel Peace Prize winners into being our board of directors. We're not even on the board, my husband or myself. It's really their international educational outreach program to the youth of the world. We were able to get eight of them to say yes before we had the funding or anything set up. It's the power of a big idea and the power of, you know, being really tenacious and really passionate. And that's how we started.
My joke version was going to be that you just picked up the phone and said, hello, Desmond Tutu, but that's essentially what happened, although you had the entree from the Dalai Lama.
That's right. That's right. But, you know, we had our 10th anniversary 10 years ago, and we had the largest gathering of Nobel Peace Prize winners that's ever been held anywhere outside of Oslo, Norway. And it was here in Denver for our 10th anniversary. And I asked them, I said, why did you say yes to us? You know, I mean, we had nothing. We had no funding. We weren't incorporated. We didn't have a curriculum. We had nothing. And they said, well, you know, it was a good idea, a really hard idea, but a good idea. And if anybody could pull it off, it was going to be those two crazy Americans who've been sitting on our front porch step for a week waiting for a meeting with us, right? They saw the drive and the commitment. And so that's an important story to tell because impossible things can be done, but you just have to believe in it really strongly and go for it.
And in fact, you and Yvonne were married by Desmond Tutu, weren't you?
That's correct, yes. He ended up marrying us. If that was 16 years ago, in his church in Cape Town, South Africa, and Jody Williams, who will be in with all of you who attend the Peace Jam in Oregon, she was there as our maid of honor. So it was a really activist wedding. And then at the end of the wedding, he pulled us aside and he said, now people who I marry, they never get divorced. So we'll be married forever, which is a good thing, and we'll be doing Peace Jam forever, which is an even better thing.
Peace Jam Foundation is the name of the organization that Dawn Engel and her husband Yvonne co-founded years ago. It brings Nobel laureates together, Nobel Peace Prize winners together with young people to teach some leadership skills. Darren Riley is the Northwest Regional Coordinator for Peace Jam. If you have some questions or comments to share, 800-838-3760 here on The Exchange by email jx@jeffnet.org. So Darren, talk about how this works on the ground in the Northwest. What kinds of programs do kids get into and what ages?
Well, we have a curriculum that has been developed by the Peace Jam Foundation, and it's a really great curriculum. It is essentially flexible enough to address issues and concerns and materials from elementary all the way up to high school and even into undergraduate levels. The foundation has been developing this curriculum over a number of years, and basically the model kind of rests on these three pillars: inspiration, education, and action. And so the idea is that young people study the lives of the Nobel laureates who are involved with Peace Jam. They look at these 10 global issues that the Nobel laureates identified as the key issues that we need to address as human beings if we're going to survive. And there's things like, you know, addressing the access to clean food and water, you know, addressing the spread of violence, looking at the rights of women and children. I mean, if you can pick the 10 most pressing issues in the world, these are they. And so young people look at these in a variety of different settings. I mean, the curriculum is flexible enough to be offered as an after-school club. It can be offered in youth groups. It's extensive enough that it can be offered as an elective class throughout an entire school year. And so these, you know, students look at these issues, they study the Nobels, and they then design a service project that addresses one of these global issues in a local manner. And so there's a strong service learning component to it. Because the idea is, you know, we look at these global issues, we look at the history and the case studies of the Nobels and what exactly the issues were that led them to take action in their home country, which that itself leads into a number of different subject areas. I mean, if you study Desmond Tutu, you're going to understand, you know, learn more about the nature of racism, the imbalance of power that happened there, which then leads you into a study of the history of colonialism in Africa. And it can really open up a lot of avenues educationally. But then when these young people look at, you know, the current events and what's happening currently in the world on a global level, they get inspired to figure out how to address that issue in a local way. So they then design a service project in their community that addresses that issue. And the great part about it, so there's this curriculum that can be applied and ideally is applied throughout the year, which then culminates in this great event. So we then bring in one of the Nobels into our area once a year to have a two-day conference. And so that Nobel is here for a couple days and is working with the youth who come to the conference. We do workshops. We do sort of small service projects during that weekend. And then the youth who come actually get to present what they've been working on to the Nobel and get feedback. So it's very intimate. They actually get to spend time with and hang out with this Nobel. They, you know, get feedback. It's very high impact, kind of peak experience event. So that's what we're gearing up for here. Weekend after next, we're going to be hosting Jody Williams here in Eugene at the University of Oregon. We're really excited to have her.
Jody Williams has been a guest on the Exchange before. She certainly has a lot to say. I can just imagine over the life of the program, Don Engle, you've had a bunch of kids who get some pretty big eyes when they're learning things not just about the world but about themselves.
Absolutely. It completely transforms their view of themselves and their potential in the world, especially teenagers. But, you know, we have six different curriculum. We have one that's just for elementary school students, like when the Dalai Lama was six, where did he live? And he had a pet mouse. And, you know, so it's a beautiful curriculum at the elementary school level, one for middle school where it's more focused on identity, one at the high school level, one for kids in the juvenile justice system, one for university students, and a brand new anti-bullying curriculum. So we have all sorts of material. So whatever situation you're in and whatever youth you're working with, you can share the lives of the Nobels and have this transformational effect. And every young person who participates does a project, does an act of peace, does a service project to address one of these key issues. And so what happens is young people are empowered. They become effective agents of change. And instead of feeling helpless and hopeless and like victims, they feel like, wow, this is a great person, but I have greatness in me too. I have goodness in me. I can do things too. And so they completely change their view of their possibilities and potential and become empowered agents of change and start learning how to create change. And I think that's what's so important and why it's such a transformational program. There's the education, the year-long curriculum. There's the inspiration of the Nobel Peace Laureates, but there's the action. It's easy to come up with a good idea. It's hard to implement a good idea. And we teach them those implementation skills, those organizing skills, those evaluation skills, so that you know, like Bernie Sanders talks about, it doesn't have to be this way. Maybe this is the way things are, but it doesn't have to stay this way. It wasn't always this way. And the Dalai Lama always says, change is a good thing. The world is constantly changing, and that's fantastic because that means that things can always be made better. So we empower young people to create that change.
All right. It's called the Peace Jam Foundation. Dawn Engle and her husband, Yvonne, co-founded the organization many years ago. She's the executive director now at Peace Jam, and Darren Riley is the Peace Jam Northwest Regional Coordinator. If people want to get involved with Peace Jam in future seasons, Darren, where do they go?
Well, the easiest way in the Northwest is to send me an email. It's northwest@peacejam.org. There's on the Peace Jam website itself, if people want to visit just peacejam.org, there's lots of information about the International Foundation, and there's there are local pages that highlight the regional events that are happening, and there's more information and contacts there as well. You know, in the next couple of weeks, we have our big event happening here in Eugene, and we still have room for teenagers age 13, 18, if they want to come and spend a weekend learning how to be agents of change in the world, hanging out with a Nobel Peace Prize winner on University of Oregon's campus. Have them get a hold of me, northwest@peacejam.org.
Okay, Darren Riley and Don Engle, thank you so much for joining us today to talk about the workings of the Peace Jam Foundation. Good to have you.
Wonderful to be on your show. Thank you so much.
You bet. Take care.